Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from a throwaway account and says, "Am I the a-hole for hating that my ex is living with my parents? At the start of this year, I, 29 female, was stalked and harassed by a woman who believed that I was having an affair with her husband. It was over a month of daily harassment over phone, on social media, and at times even in public. She even threw a stone through my window and vandalized my car in my driveway. She was caught on security camera and charges were brought against her. I had to spend a lot on lawyers to threaten legal suits against both the husband and wife to get her to back off. She was having some sort of mental breakdown and went into a psych hold. Her meds helped her and she agreed to stop and accepted that I wasn't the involved party. As part of our legal agreement, she made social media posts apologizing and clearing my name and some financial recompense for damages caused. During all this, my fiancé, 32 male, was of no help at all. We lived together and he wouldn't do anything to support me. When I got accosted in public places, he'd simply leave. When our condo was attacked, he got into his car and left to stay with a friend. He said it was too embarrassing for him to stay around. He didn't seem to realize that I was scared and felt my life was in danger. He knew that I was innocent in this, and yet he didn't stop his friends and family from believing the worst about me and making snide comments at me. I begged him to help me, and he'd act frustrated as if there was nothing he could do here. When the woman harassing me made the apology posts, I forwarded them everywhere, explaining how I got caught up in someone else's tragedy. And I called my fiancé a coward for his behavior, which was also my way of publicly breaking up with him. My parents were very supportive of me throughout this mess, and they gave me money for the lawyer's retainer, but they didn't like my public FU to my ex. They said it was petty of me and asked me to be nicer and not break up. I did eventually remove his name from my post, but I was not interested in any relationship with him anymore. After this all went away, I was still pretty traumatized and paranoid. I quit my job and I couldn't stand living with my ex. My best friend lived a few states away and she invited me to stay with her as a change of scenery. It was the break I needed. I also found a great job there while I was visiting and decided to settle there. I've been living in this town since then. I've booked tickets to visit my family for Christmas and last night my mother told me that my ex is staying with them as a house guest. My mother said he wasn't doing too well after I left and my parents let him move in with them. I don't want to see my ex and I am pretty hurt that my parents are taking care of this man who did not stand by me. Would I be the a-hole if I tell my parents I'm not visiting as long as he's in their home?" And we're going to start off with some comments from Mr. Waterloo, who says, "Not the a-hole. Your ex left you alone in dangerous situations and your parents let him move in. Jeez, I'm sorry. They all suck." Straight Singer says, "Not the a-hole. There are a lot of posts on here on Am I the A-hole of OPs whose parents stay in touch with ex. The general consensus is, you can't control what your parents do, but you can control what you do by not visiting when they are there. It also could be the case that they're trying to get the two of you back together. That would not surprise me. So tell them that you will not be able to come home. Wish them a happy holiday and don't get sucked into any arguments or blame. Stay strong, you're 100% in the right." And that comment there reminded me of a post we read, oh God, it must have been over a year ago now, where it's a very similar situation where the OP's parents took in the ex and it was all a ploy to try and get them back together. And when OP did bring this up with them, they was like, "Why are you housing my ex after what he did?" They was like, "Oh, it was nothing." And they basically gaslit OP. They said, "It was more than you were saying. It was you're overreacting to this and all this kind of thing." And I really hope that's not going to be the case in the update on this one, but we'll find out shortly. And Randatron says, "Absolutely not the a-hole. What the hell are your parents thinking? Do they love your ex more than they love you? Let them know your boundaries, and if they can't respect them, then that's their loss slash choice. Again, I'm seriously so sorry they did this to you. Personal story. Me and my mum are friendly with my sister's exes because she has children with them. If there was no long-term commitment in the relationship, they would have no ties to that person and should be loyal to their child. And my mother would absolutely never let one of them move in. She'd try and help them find a place or something, but never bringing them into my sister's space. Ripcool says not the a-hole. He left you all alone when you were getting harassed and still didn't think that he would be dumped. The audacity. Your parents are being the a-holes here. Tell them you won't be visiting if your ex is there. Just let them choose between you and your ex. They shouldn't be supporting a man who left their daughter all alone when she was being attacked. Kay says absolutely not the a-hole. Your parents have betrayed you. It sucks that these three people have let you down when you needed them the most. Your ex when you were being harassed and your parents through your breakup. You deserve better. Also, I wouldn't have removed his name from the post. He is a coward, and the worst part is he has allowed people in your life to think the worst of you. OP responds saying, I do feel betrayed, but people around me saying that my anger is unreasonable. I'd started therapy before I'd moved, and my therapist also said that my anger at my ex was misplaced. I have a new therapist now, and they're focused on my PTSD. So then OP goes on to update their post, which says, am I the a-hole deleted my previous post because of mention of violence, but there was no violence in there. I'd mentioned harassment and vandalism, but no violence happened. I'd logged in to update and can't do it on Am I the A-hole, so we'll write down here for people who've been messaging me. I didn't go home for Christmas. I called my parents and told them I wasn't coming, and that set off a lot of recrimination and arguing. My mum getting upset for me for my coldness, and my dad reprimanding me for breaking mum's heart. Mum is trying to get me back together with ex. Dad goes along with whatever mum wants to do. I asked them why they want me to be with someone who didn't protect me. And mum said, if the stalker was a man, he'd have protected me, but it was just a woman, a lady from a good home. So there wasn't any real danger. This was news to me because when it was happening, both were worried about my safety, but now they are downplaying it. This is the exact argument X had used, and they are buying into his story. Then mum goes into how this was embarrassing for X and says, I wronged him by putting him in this situation. This brought up a long history of mum's disappointment in me. I was never what she wanted me to be. I know she loves me and had thought our differences were typical mother-daughter conflict that everyone has, but my mum has fears that run deeper than that. She is a slim, svelte, and pretty woman who is very particular about manners and appearances. I got my build from my dad's side of the family. I am very curvy with large breasts. My weight and my figure have been a cause of concern for my mum, who'd pressure me to cover up and downplay it. She wanted me to go into teaching or medicine, but I didn't do well enough in school for that. I ended up forming a career in sales, and I am very good at it. I was making good money at a large corporation, and while I dressed modestly, I was no longer wearing baggy clothes, but professional suits with a good fit. The fact that I look like I do, and that I do sales, was scandalous to my mother. The guy whose affair brought problems in my life is a manager in the same company I used to work for. We worked on the same floor in different departments. I think he let me take the fall because knowing who he was, having an affair would have put his job in jeopardy and would have been a lot more scandalous. My mother thinks the wife putting the blame on me was inevitable because I have the look. She thinks her fears about my appearance and career had come true in this incident. She is horrified that instead of learning from my mistakes, I now have a job that is client relationship manager, even though it is at a financial firm. She feels pressured to force me to come home and get married and leave my career behind. I'm so sad now about how this has all turned out. My relationship ended and now I'm losing my parents. Meanwhile, that cheating man and his psycho wife are still married and he still has the same job. And that was the end of OP's post, and I really do wish OP the best for the future. Although it sounds absolutely horrific at the moment when she said at the very end there about the relationships has ended, losing her parents at the same time. I do wonder how much you really need these people in your life. You clearly don't need X, but your parents, your mum's body shaming you, and your dad seems to just back your mum up in whatever she says. These are not great influences in your life, people that keep giving you these comments like that. And I think you are better off without them. What are they bringing to your life? I know that's very easy for me to say, and I say that all the time. But now I turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from ILoveBaking22, who says, am I the a-hole for not making my brother and his fiance a wedding cake after they refused to pay me? I, 25 female, love to bake. It's a big passion of mine and something I love to do as a hobby in my free time. I have an Instagram account that I use to show off my work, which is mainly the cakes I bake and decorate. I make these cakes for family and friends for birthdays or special occasions, Christmas, Easter, etc. I never charge for these cakes, but I'm always compensated in some way by my family and friends. They usually give me money or a gift card to my favorite restaurants or make me a dish in return as a thank you. My younger brother, 23 male, and his fiance, 23 female, were planning their wedding and asked me a few months in advance if I'd be able to make their cake for them. This would be my biggest order yet. They wanted a three-layer cake. Wedding was 75 people, in the flavor of strawberry shortcake as it was their favorite. I was hesitant at first, but agreed to make the cake, under the condition that I was compensated for it. I explained to them that this was the biggest order I'd ever had, and was going to take up a lot of my time, labor, and be costly. I gave them a very fair price for a cake of that caliber. They agreed, and I made it clear that I wanted to be paid before the wedding. I provided them multiple cake sketches of what the cake would look like, made a practice batch of the actual cake so they could sample, and they loved the cake and approved of everything. Fast forward to last week, 6 days before the wedding, I contacted my brother for my payment as I was going to get started on buying the rest of the ingredients for the cake, minus the strawberries, as I was going to do that closer to the date so they could be fresh. He ensured me he'd drop off my check the next day. Next day came, brother went missing in action, and no check arrived, so I tried to contact him again. Next day came, no check again. I offered to drive to the house and pick up the check. They made an excuse that it didn't work with their schedules. So the day before the wedding, I contacted both my brother and his fiance asking again. They blew up on me, telling me that I'm a selfish bee for charging them when I don't charge the rest of the family and that they refuse to pay, but demanded me to make the cake. I said no and explained my terms again. They called me a selfish a-hole and said I better make the damn cake. I again said no. So the day of the wedding and I decided not to attend due to the amount of disrespect they showed me. Well, my brother, his fiance, and her family are now blowing up my phone, sending me all kinds of nasty messages. My family are trying to stay out of it, but I don't think I should have screwed them like that. Am I the a-hole for not making the cake after they refused to pay me? Info, I was charging them $400.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Dollars. Now, obviously, absolutely not the a-hole in this situation at all. You told them up front that you're going to be charging them. They agreed to it and then played this game of, you know, waiting till the last day to not pay you to try and force you into it. And you said brother, fiance, and her family are now blowing up your phone. And I wonder what they've said to her family, because anyone from the outside looking into this can see that OP is in the right. So what has been told to this family? They're either batshit crazy as well, or they've been lied to, and I would guess that they've been lied to. And usually right says, not the a-hole, and for a 25-year-old woman, you have a remarkably good ability to set and enforce a boundary and not be guilted into doing things. I think many in your situation would have made the cake out of a sense of guilt and then just been resentful afterwards for being out of all their time and money. then they'd be posting here wondering if they were the a-hole for being mad and asking for the money over and over after the fact. Your way or the other way, people would be mad because they're entitled users. You shut it down on the front end. Well done. D-Base says your brother and his now wife are entitled a-holes, but you are definitely not the a-hole. You were upfront about the charges, and $400 for a 75-person wedding cake is pretty inexpensive. They agreed to this, then tried to guilt you into doing it for free, at the last minute. The fact that her family is piling on shows the familial level of entitlement going on here. This is the type of thing that would cause me to either go low contact or no contact. It doesn't sound like you'd be missing out on much. And let's have one more comment from uneducated Potato Tato, who says, not the a-hole. One, it's easy enough to rationalize that you depend on that money to be able to buy the necessary supplies. Two, it's an a-hole move on their part to agree to pay you and then backtrack to try and weasel out of it. It seems like they were trying to pull a fast one and call your bluff. Like, they fully expected you to still make the cake, even though they had no intention of paying you. And shocked Pikachu face when you stood your ground. The only thing that isn't clear is whether you're upfront that if you didn't get paid, you absolutely wouldn't make the cake. Not that it should need to be said, as it's common sense, but they seem to be lacking in that department. This is why doing favors and providing services to family is always a headache. But now I'm going to turn this story to you guys. Maybe you got a different opinion on the matter. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And this next story comes from Science Mint, who says, am I the a-hole for refusing to go to my mother-in-law's house after she invoiced my husband for a chair I accidentally broke? Ever since I turned 30, my mother-in-law has been a complete nutcase because I haven't given her a grandchild. I don't plan on having kids. When my husband is not around, she will make disparaging remarks about my weight, even though my BMI is healthy, how my husband earns way more money than I do. When I met him, I earned more. And the fact that I'm on antidepressants for a diagnosed mental illness. I've tried to set boundaries with her in the past, but this has not worked. Fast forward to this week and went over for a birthday celebration. I sat on an outside chair, which I believe was already weather damaged, and it cracked. I apologized profusely saying it was an accident, and everyone said it was fine, I mustn't worry about it. Forward to last night, my husband told me that my mother-in-law sent him an invoice for $200 for the chair. She did not send the invoice to me because she didn't think I could afford to replace her words, not cheap, chair. I slept on the matter and decided to send her a diplomatic message saying that I won't be coming to her house anymore because I'm afraid I'll break more expensive things. I told her my husband is a grown man and is free to go as he wishes and I will not prevent him from seeing her, but I've had enough with all her antics. This has now turned into a whole family drama. Am I the a-hole for refusing to go to her house in the future? Edit 1. I offered for the three of us to go to a therapy session with a neutral party, but my mother-in-law refused. Edit 2. While I was busy apologizing profusely, I asked, is there anything I can do? Everyone said no, accidents happen, don't worry about it. Edit 3. My husband is very supportive and has tried to talk to her many times about her behavior. They have had a few screaming matches about it. After one of these talks, she will quiet down for a month or two and then start up again with the comments. Edit 4. To clarify, my husband and I have mutually decided not to have kids. I was the one who told my mother-in-law I'm not having any because I was sick and tired of her badgering me about my declining fertility. She insisted that I freeze my eggs in case I changed my mind, but I refused, saying if I change my mind, I'll adopt. This was during a dinner and she left the table and went to the nearest bathroom and sobbed very loudly. We all sat at the table in awkward silence. And I gotta say, you had me pretty much on the first paragraph when you said she makes comments about your weight, your mental health, how much your husband earns, and if you want children or not. That was enough right there for me to say no. Why should you spend time around that person? Anyone that's damaging towards your mental health and is just generally shitty person towards you, you don't have to spend time around them. And I don't blame you for not wanting to go around there at all. Why would you want to be somewhere where you're clearly not welcome? But Abstract Unicorn says, not the a-hole. Chairs are meant to be sat on. If you're not doing something silly with a chair and just sitting on it and it breaks, then clearly the chair was already failing. This wasn't an accident caused by you. It was an accident in the making caused by your mother-in-law having a faulty chair. Your mother-in-law should be apologizing to you. Jammy says, not the a-hole. I'm not sure why the chair broke, but if I were the host, I'd be appalled that my guest had to deal with a situation like that. but I'm also not the sort of person who'd invite a guest I don't like to something I'm hosting. I think avoiding her home in the future is an incredibly wise decision. Missy says, not the a-hole. His mother-in-law sounds horrendous. Making disparaging comments about your weight is bad enough on its own, but ragging on your depression and your salary, which sounds like it's good anyway. Put her just way over the line. Have you told your husband about this? He should stand up for you as his spouse. Although maybe you should have just told her that you didn't want to go over because of how she treats you, instead of possibly breaking more expensive stuff. She just used that as ammo to make up stories about you being clumsy, broke, petty, etc. I know it's besides the point, but as far as furniture prices go, $200 for a chair isn't even that crazy. And if you were making more than your husband when you met, I'm sure you can afford it. OP responded to that one and said, my husband has had many talks with her in the past, but they don't seem to work. She waits until her and I are alone and out of his earshot to make her comments. Of course, I could have paid for the chair. I just feel like she wanted to insult me more by sending it to him and not me. This has ignited a whole family fight with people picking sides. I offered that my mother-in-law, me, and my husband go to counseling session with a neutral mediator, but that was refused by my mother-in-law. Called me once says, not the a-hole, your mother-in-law has been treating you like garbage. The chair was the last straw. There's absolutely no reason why you should have to subject yourself to repeated and ongoing abuse because family. That would be insane. As for the chair, if you're doing something inappropriate or tripped and fell into the chair or otherwise mishandled it and it broke, I would say that perhaps you should replace it, but you were using it as intended and it broke underneath you. That implies that you did not, in fact, break it, but rather that it was either regular wear and tear or the chair was faulty and you were a victim, as it were, rather than a perpetrator of breakage upon her beloved piece of furniture. As such, it's not your responsibility to replace it at all. She should be apologizing to you that her old chair left you dumped on the floor. The fact that she very rudely not only wants you to pay for it, but invoiced you as though you were some sort of distasteful person she barely knows. Very telling. You are not the a-hole and absolutely right not to subject yourself to this woman anymore. Good for you. And let's have one more comment from Kind Philosopher, who says not the a-hole, but paying her was a misstep. This was a total malicious compliance situation. I would have taken the $200 cost of the chair and depreciated its value based on age, wear and tear, and weather damage. She should have been sent a fraction of the amount as the full present valuation of the asset. Then I would have offset the amount based on a fair sum for your pain and suffering, having been embarrassed and potentially injured and all. She wants to nickel and dime. Show her the true meaning of the phrase, but I'm petty like that. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Would you ever attend that house again? Would you have paid for the chair? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, I just want to say again, as I always do, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories and spending your time here. I know your time is incredibly important and taking the time out of your day to be here is absolutely amazing. I can never get over it, truly. Thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'm going to see you, your cheeky so-and-so, in the next one. Take care and much love.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.